Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to be joined by Pro Bowl running back Jonathan Stewart, who's here on behalf of Crown Royal and their Crown Your Game Day. First, Jonathan, when you watch football now, because you're still a relatively young guy despite your long career, how much of it do you really itch to be out there playing, and how much of it do you think, oh man, I'm so happy I'm on the couch watching this?
I think as far as me playing the games, I don't miss it. And that's only because I know that my body is long past the ability. And so, you just have to be honest about that first. But me watching as a fan has been it's been really exciting. Never really took up the fanship of football, surprisingly or not. Early on in my life, as a kid and whatnot, I just played football because I loved playing it. But now I'm actually a fan, and I can actually, look from, a view of fanship rather than it being my job. So that's really exciting to share with my family and friends, as being a fan, especially as a Carolina Panther right now.
You know, it's interesting too that you are basically the greatest high school running back in the history of the state of Washington. And for Oregon to get you, I mean, we all just kind of assume Oregon's a big school, but when you went there, you were basically the biggest recruit they ever got. So how much did UW and the people over there in Pullman tell you, oh, you can't leave state, man? What are you doing?
Yeah, everyone told me that. I worked at Safeway, during that whole recruiting process, and I was bagging groceries. So every person that came through the line was either a UW or a Washington State Cougar, and everyone had something to say about, me choosing those schools. And then I shocked the world and went to University of Oregon. So.
And then
Definitely
and
one of the things that stings a
you
lot of
returned,
people.
yeah, and you returned kicks too. I mean, it's just as a freshman, and you're running two back in one game for a touchdown. Was that something that you ever raised your hand in the NFL and said, you know, I can return kicks if you want? Approach, they probably said, no, we're good. We don't want you to get hurt on a kickoff.
Well, I mean, early on in my career, I definitely returned kicks for the Panthers. But I do remember after one game, I think we played the Chiefs. I went back there and returned some kicks because we had some injuries going on. And Coach Skip, my running back coach, made it a point to pull me out of special teams the next week to keep me healthy because he didn't want, me back there returning kicks anymore. So that was the end of my kick returning days. But yeah, definitely returning kicks. The more you can do, sometimes is better. But it's always good to have people looking out for your best interest, for your health.
No doubt about it. And then now, when you watch as a fan and you see Cam in New England, it's probably a little bit surreal at first, but it looks like everything's going smoothly. What do you think about the relationship? Because you know Cam so well, Cam, and then you've got like the stoic legend in Bill Belichick, because it's a winning program with a guy who has a lot of talent. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised that it works, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's all about the culture, and as long as the culture is about winning, you have to receive that. And for them to bring Cam Newton in, they knew what they were getting, and in a player, and that's a winner, and that's a guy that's true to himself. And at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for with anything, whether it's a regular day job, whether it's you being a professional athlete. You just want someone that's going to lead and do it from a place of authenticity. And that's what you get with Cam. He's a naturally born leader, and he's a winner. At the end of the day, he does not like losing. And, you can work with that.
Couple more questions for Jonathan Stewart here on behalf of Crown Royal. Ask him about him in a second. I was at Super Bowl 50, and as a Raider fan, I was pulling very much for the Broncos to lose that game. When you look back now, do you think, hey, you know, the way that defense was playing for Denver with Von Miller and Ware and you know, with Peyton Manning, you think, hey, you know, we had our shot and I appreciate it? Or do you look back and think, man, we were scoring like 50 points a game. I can't believe we didn't win the Super Bowl. I mean, where are you in that whole scheme?
I think for a long time I was in, you know, a little bit of a disappointing fog, I guess, as anyone would be. It's kind of like you get to, it's like you're climbing a mountain and then you get to the top of the mountain and you realize there's an extra, like, peak that you can reach and that is accessible. And it's like, man, I wonder what it's like from there. But you didn't prepare. You didn't bring a ladder. You didn't bring anything like that to get there. So that's really kind of like how it felt for a while, where, you know, we felt like we prepared, but we weren't prepared enough, in a sense. And that's always just not a good feeling when it comes to the biggest game of your life. But, you know, now that I'm retired and stuff like that, and you have time to just sit back and just think about things, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just grateful and, you know, that I was, you know, one of the chosen few in this world to be able to play a game and play on a stage, one of the biggest stages of any professional sport. And, you know, to have scored a touchdown in it, to be a part of the team that I was a part of, you know, is an honor.
And after, I mean, you basically hold every record there is for running backs at Carolina, and your last year as a New York Giant, and we know that you were a little bit banged up. How important was it for you to come back and retire as a Panther to do that one-day contract just to make sure, like, look, this is where I want to be. I want to make sure everybody knows that I retired as a Carolina Panther.
Yeah, I think it was important. Didn't really know how important it would be. You know, it was definitely an honor, you know, that Carolina Panthers sees me in that light. You know, for my time spent in the Panther uniform. And I think at the end of the day, just me being, you know, here in Charlotte, you know, this is home. So it means the world to me, to be received back home. The way I feel about the Carolinas and the Panther organization. So it definitely meant a lot to have that one-day contract to go ahead and end my career.
Very cool. All right, Crown Royal and Crown Your Game Day, they've been doing this for years now, and that is stressing the whole water break to make sure that people don't get dehydrated. And I know one of their phrases is don't be that fan who ruins game day for their friends. So what about Crown Your Game Day and Crown Royal? What's going on here, Jonathan?
Yeah, I mean, Crown Royal believes that, you know, a royal fan, you know, does things the right way. You know, they're safe, they have fun, and they're courteous of the people that are around them. And, you know, being generous and supporting your community, you know, is important. You know, drink responsibly, root for your team, and have fun. But understanding that there's, you know, a part to play in all of that, you know, by accepting the responsibility of giving back to your community, and doing so, you know, you're community is better for it. You're better for it. And this weekend, actually, on Sunday before the game, we'll be recognizing a few special people who deserve a crown. And it's people that have been generously giving their time extensively to Charlotte, specifically giving their time and giving back and helping people, you know, in need, especially during these times. 2020 has been an eye-opening year for a lot of people, and to have the resilience of people coming together to do better things and to do more things for those in need in Charlotte is very important. And there's a lot of organizations that that do a lot of good work. So it's important for us to recognize those people, and Crown Royal stands by that to the fullest, and that's the reason why I've partnered with them with the Water Break campaign to support the good work that's being done.
Very cool. And then really quickly, I remember seeing Steph Curry out there at Levi's banging the drum. Did you ever hang with Steph at all, or was he just kind of a side guy?
No, I know Steph a little bit here and there. We've we actually rehabbed together at one point here in Charlotte when he was dealing with his ankle stuff. We were rehabbing at the same facility, so that's how I got to know him a little bit more. He's a solid guy, and he's loved by the local Charlottesians here, and so hopefully he can bounce back and have a great season next year, however that goes. It seems like everything is kind of up in air as far as sports go when, you know, things are being done. So, but yeah.
No doubt about it. We've been speaking with Jonathan Stewart, one of the greatest players in his high school and at Oregon and in the NFL as well. Fantastic career. And he's here for Crown Royal, Crown Your Game Day. Jonathan, thanks for your time, man. And let's talk a little football again soon.
All right, man. Appreciate you guys.
All right, cool. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.